What are you not seeing? We have a friend who likes to say, I don't know what I don't know. And isn't that the truth? Often we don't have awareness because we can't see something that possibly someone else can see. Like if I had broccoli in my teeth, I couldn't see it, but hopefully you would tell me and make me aware of it so I could get it out. We can't see what we can't see. I thought about this one morning as my 70-pound Goldador and my 30-pound Beagle were barking at the back door. It was early and the sun was just coming up. We have a wooded area behind our home, so as I looked out the window to try and see what they were seeing, I couldn't see anything. All I saw were trees and tall brown grasses and leaves. Then, as if it appeared out of nowhere, I saw it. A big deer began to move and walk through the trees. It was right there the whole time, but I couldn't see it because God, in His amazing creativity and brilliance, designed them to blend into their light brown wooded surroundings. As I watched this beautiful creature, my dogs continued to bark incessantly, and then another deer emerged as if it also appeared out of thin air. They were so graceful and peaceful. The moment would have been so much better minus the barking. But still, my daughter and I watched them until they walked down a hill and out of our sight for good. It astounded me how they were right there. But I couldn't see them until I actually saw them. I thought, what else am I missing from a spiritual perspective? What am I not seeing that is right in front of me? I don't want to miss a thing God has for me. I don't want to not see something that needs to be refined in my heart and mind. I don't want to not see opportunities God has for me to serve or grow in my walk with Him. I don't want to not see the sin in my life or the lies I've believed to be true. Truth is camouflaged, and lies are blending in with what seems to be right, to the point that we are living in an upside-down reality, not seeing what God has for us to see, while seeing what the world continues to disguise as truth. We must stay alert, with our eyes fixed on the gospel and open to see God moving in the distance. Matthew 13:14-16. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. You will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For this people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. These words are repeated three times in Scripture. Once in Isaiah 6, then Jesus repeats them here in Matthew, and later in Acts 28, Paul repeats them again. What does God want us to both see and hear? When people continue to refuse to respond to the truth of God's word, they become blind to the truth and ultimately can't even recognize it anymore. Today, I share these words with you in hopes you will see, maybe for the first time, the truth of who Jesus is and believe. He is the Messiah. Jesus is the Son of God who came to die for your sins and mine so that we might be saved. That's the truth. I pray you not only see it, but that you will believe it. I'm Lori Klein.